Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Yeah, whether it's the summer or the Olympics, there is loads of reasons to be happy this week. There's just loads going on, and who better than to tell us what's been happening than content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan. How are you?
It's good to be back, Andrea. Yeah, back in the reasons
smiling
to be
your
happy
face
seat.
And
always am
enjoying the summer.
Oh, absolutely, well, yeah. Like, you know, there's loads of reasons
to be
happy.
No, we're not talking about the weather. The weather is fantastic. We're going to embrace it,
not
right?
This week.
Now we can't not start with this.
Kelly Harrington.
Unbelievable.
I think the Olympics has just made everyone happy.
Oh, it's like, great. It's just. I'm glued to it every
and
evening.
Like, to go to 8 medals now, or is it 7, I think? 7 medals at the moment for Ireland is just phenomenal. Like, it's the most we've ever taken home, really. But, like, seeing Kelly Harrington win, beat China's Wenlu Yang last night, and obviously at the end of it, she said, I want to retire a champion.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just so. I don't know. It's just the whole. There was, I think, 1.137 people. A million people
watching
it. I
read that this morning. The numbers that tuned in to watch it were incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing. And she said her plan now is just be happy, smile and enjoy it. It's the last hurrah. She's always wanted to retire a champion. And actually, like, what I thought was so lovely, one of the great aspects, was her singing Grace after the match.
From our shoelace, they have told us we must yet for liberty. Yet all I want
like, what a beautiful song.
Sorry, and she's a great singer.
She's an unbelievable
That's what I
singer.
Took like, away from it when I was watching it last night.
And it just really, it was so Irish, and like everyone just hung around for
oh,
her.
It was brilliant. Such and, a buzz, I'd
yeah,
say.
Like,
there.
And even you saw Reese McLennan after enjoying the match in a pub. Another really Irish aspect of our Olympic champions was Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. Planning to get the bus home, number one. But also, number two, someone from Cork dropping them home after they landed in Dublin Airport.
So if you didn't get to see this yesterday, they arrived home with their gold medals back into Dublin Airport. And they're there, you know, and everybody's huge crowd and
big
cheer.
Like an amazing crowd.
And, yeah, to welcome them home and thrilled. People are thrilled to see them. And the two boys are coming out with, you know, the luggage trolley and stacked
and
high
like
with
huge
cases.
Huge amounts of luggage.
Yeah.
And then this man from Cork kind of just comes
but
over
somebody
to them.
Asked them, how are you getting back to Cork?
And they said the bus.
The bus.
So like,
it's was like, what?
It's a 4-hour drive to Skibbereen. So it must be like 6 or 7 hours on the bus.
Yeah.
So this man from Cork turns around to them and says, oh, sure, get in
I'll
with
give
me.
You a lift.
Now,
yeah.
There are skeptics saying that this is all a stunt.
Ah, stop.
So
no,
like,
it's
skeptics
not.
Online wondered why there is no official like transport or lift. Now, maybe the lads were being a bit climate friendly and just getting the bus, public transport.
I thought it was brilliant.
But it's just
so
typical
Irish.
Of us, Andrea.
Yeah. Should say just on the Olympics before we leave it, Rashid Adeleke back in the track tonight.
Quarter 8 tonight.
Yeah,
so another hopeful of a medal, all going well for Rashida tonight.
Black stuff. It's our favourite slang phrase, apparently.
Andrea, I don't know where this new research by a language provider have pulled this out of, but apparently the black stuff is our favourite phrase, which I just
don't one person who
I would never call research. A pint of Guinness the black stuff. But also, they've like done a list of 20 of the top most used slang phrases by us. Some of them include stop the lights, how she cutting on the lash, and two of our kind of most famous exports at the moment, Andrew Scott and Paul Messel gave us their favourites.
What is my favourite Irish slang term?
Oh, okay. It could be.
Let's do a phrase.
Trying to think of like if we do the voice, like what we'd say.
Yeah, it is. It's in the like Irish mammy voice. It's in that word.
Hold a second. This could be completely wrong.
What do you think it is?
Stop the lights.
Stop the lights is a good one. I went. Asher Luckett.
Asher, fuck. Yeah, I said that.
Asher Luckett. Isn't it great? Aren't you great?
I'm definitely guilty of an Asher.
Asher Luckett. Yeah.
Not so much Sherlock, but Asher.
Asher. Yeah. And that's number two on the list of our most used ones.
Yeah.
Kitog is in there as well, which isn't much of a phrase, but I would call someone a Kitog because left-handed. That's what I would use. And fair play is down at 19. Sucking diesel. Cuttle is in there as well, which I would never use. How is she cutting? Is
never. I don't think I've ever uttered those words. But I do say fair play and I say go on a lot.
Yeah, go on. Go on, tell
us. Yeah, I do say that.
There is a couple more on the most hated Irish slang phrases. Delira and Exira, which I would never use, which I would actually almost get annoyed at. Calling a few pints a few scoops. Also, would actually annoy me. Like, I'm thinking these things. One that I saw on this list was 18 or 17, was in bits. Oh, it was in bits. Like, that, I'd use that.
Yeah, and I would say in bits.
And I wouldn't say it's hated. And I will, yeah, is another one. Like, like, are you going, oh, are you going to go down and see Joan? No, oh, yes, I will, yeah.
Yeah, your best slang phrase that you use regularly, or maybe the one you hate, let me know. It's 087-1400-106. House of Guinness.
So, on the black stuff again, Andrea. This is. So Stephen Knight, who produced and created and was the man behind Peaky Blinders, is bringing out a new Netflix drama called House of Guinness, following kind of the family, the people behind Guinness. And it follows Arthur Guinness and Benjamin and his father. So the will that he left kind of started this whole like era of like family traditions and stuff like that in the Guinness Brewery. And the cast is just phenomenal. So Fiona O'Shea, who we'll know from Normal People, he was kind of the side character in that. Jack Gleeson, who played Joffrey Baratheon in Game of Thrones, hasn't acted in a couple of years and he's coming back for it. James Norton, I don't know if you've seen Happy Valley, but he played kind of
I loved that show.
Loved Happy Valley. Yeah. So James Norton, who played the villain in that, is going to be in it. He's very good. Yeah, he's playing one of the side characters as well. They're all kind of, it's a fictionalized kind of story, like not everything, like The Crown and all them. Everything will be true.
When's it out? Or due it?
So hopefully we're hearing the start of 2025. We might see it coming to Netflix. We're hoping, but maybe it might be this time next year. But like, I think it just tells a really good story of something that is so traditionally Irish. And we kind of have a bit of a hole at the moment. Yeah. Like, we've no Line of Duty, we've no Peaky Blinders. Nothing that is kind of appointment television to keep us all happy and keep us all together on a Sunday. So something like this would be great.
Yeah, they're dubbing it the new drama about the fabulously rich, famous and powerful Irish dynasty.
I kind of love it.
Yeah, House of Guinness, we'll have more on that. The bathroom, is that where you solve your problems?
Well, I don't know if I do, Andrea, but apparently over 2/3 of people dream up their best ideas on the toilet. So this... This is a
I'm just always surprised by the 2/3 of people who would admit to that. But
it's
anyway.
A survey done by a company in the UK and it says 39% of people also feel peace and quiet on the loo, but 10% say they feel creative on the toilet over the office, so they rated more creative than when they're in the office. And around 38% of people will leave their desk in work if they've had a kind of a workplace tiff and go think it out in the toilet. They go
clear their head
and solve it. Now, I don't know how, like, people are saying that they've kind of, some of them credit their moments, their major moments in their life, such as starting a business and starting a family, to being on the loo. Like,
their light bulb moment.
I'm thinking, what's next? What's happening in the next 10 minutes? Not thinking about my life choices, but like, there's something 18% of people have made crucial life decisions on the loo. So, like, I don't know if this is a huge thing in Ireland, but like, it seems to be like people are fairly like creative when it comes to being on the loo.
And obviously spend quite a long period of time in there. Yeah, that they've
like
time
get
to
in, get out and get on with it.
Get on with your day.
That's why you have a queue, a load of people.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners love this group.
Consider this, here's the knock at the door before the knock at the door. Him and his wee pals' music. It's drawn attention from all the wrong places.
Nothing but a HOOD. No life scum.
We'll end up face down in an alley.
You have a life, a career, a future. Remember, I can take it all away from you like that.
Special delivery.
Hey!
No more music.
Every day I am not captured is a psychological victory against the occupiers.
Kneecap. So-called Irish language rappers promoting antisocial behaviour and violence.
So, Andrea, as you hear there, like, Kneecap, this fictionalised biopic of the group has, like, gone from strength to strength. So it premiered this year at Sundance Film Festival, where it did amazingly. And now it's being put forward for the Irish nominee for an Oscar in the international language category, which is just phenomenal. Like, it's following on Colin Kuhn's success last year. Like, that did Colin Bourade and Mairead did huge. And this story, like, it's actually premiering tonight in Dublin. So that's like fantastic. And I had it's West Belfast premiere last night. It follows the three lads, Makara, DJ Provy and Mowgli Bap, as one of them gets arrested for minor mischief. And then they form this group called Kneecap. So it's not necessarily how they came to be known today, but it's promoting Irish language. It's promoting kind of that little bit of a rap scene. And I think it's just kind of making a good name for us. Now, I know they're not